What are you doing?
What are you doing? Look at how cute. Wanna eat that?
How are you, Lou?
Lou is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it? I'm sure you're finished with the marathon, and you're just preparing for today, right?
Oh, I just got in from it.
I had a friend who said he wouldn't even drive 26 miles.
Well, okay. Shitty boy. What happened?
Well, just preparing for the day. Lots to do, lots going on. We have a 3:30 start today, Lou.
Yes, Lou knows that. We're all ready to rock and roll. We got the Packers game in Miami.
Okay, that's cool.
We'll be our pregame warm-up.
All right, very good.
Yeah. And then we're going to see, keep an eye on Buffalo and Kyle Orton.
They are
in first place.
Neckbeard. Somebody
you
said.
I gave cover 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You let me down.
All right. Well,
I know is the guy that we traded for Cutler is now on a first place team, beating a first place team. With half the talent.
So you think we would have done better with Neckbeard than Cutler over the last 5 years?
Yes.
You are the greatest advocate of the backup I've ever heard, Lou.
Well, we've never had a starting quarterback.
Okay.
Since Jim Miller.
Since Jimmy Miller. Good old number 15.
Come on.
Yeah, when he was, but he was busted for steroids, of course. Anyway, Lou. So, Lou, what's on the Meatopia menu? That's always a great subject here.
Oh, we've got about 5 or 6 pounds of corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
10 pounds of brats.
Look at you.
And a couple pounds of bacon, mac, and cheese.
Oh my God! Are you? When you go out for your prepared meats, do you have a local place now, or do you actually still go to Restaurant Row? Did you do?
I grind my own.
Of course you do.
With a knife, no grinders for me.
All of Saturday, you're in your butcher apron.
Yes, I am.
Lou, you're the best. So, the Lou's pick's going well. We got a nice tight race, a four-way.
What's this? Rockus in first place?
Rockusmella in first place. That is right.
Wow, who's in second?
That's a four-way tie, Lou.
With who?
We got, hold on a second here. Let me bring it up. We got Vons Bilka, Maskus, Cowboy, and Lou, and tied for second. I knew you were there. Huh?
Yeah, I was very, very shocked to see old Kurt with the Swami hat last week.
Yeah, two weeks in a row, my friend. He just doesn't know baseball.
I was doing the Swami dance.
Yeah. He just doesn't know baseball. He knows it all. And, of course, the Dickman division has Louis DePee leading.
Louis DePee, yes.
Leading with a 667 on that, baby. So, it's going well. I'm really pleased. I'm trying to get Nick Gengler to come in with picks this week. And we're still waiting on the Vons.
He's got plenty of time. I'm sure we're not going to see the picks start coming in until a little later.
He likes to do it 10 of noon. That's his style.
Okay, what time are you going to be gracing our presence here?
I'm going to try to come in a little early because I unfortunately have to leave at halftime because of the film festival. But I'm definitely stopping by, brother.
All right, so we'll see you around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm going to be. I'm going to be interviewing Oliver Stone on the red carpet, Lou.
Oh, very good.
Anything you want to ask Oliver Stone?
Ask him if there's nothing like the smell of napalm in the morning.
All right, I will. Even though that was directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, but Oliver Stone would have done it better.
All right. Good man, Lou. So you have a sandwich review, Lou.
Oh, I had a horrible sandwich today, or this week.
Where?
Sammy's Red Hot.
Ding, ding, ding! The old location by Cabrini?
Yes.
Holy moly, brother. Give us the 411.
I went in there and I tell you what, it had all the makings of looking good.
And what was the sandwich?
I went in there for the steak, egg, and cheese sandwich.
All right.
And I was watching him prepare it, and he fried the eggs and broke the yolks like Lou likes.
All right, yeah. So
and then he put down an egg, a piece of cheese, an egg, and a piece of cheese. So it was double cheese.
All right.
Lou was really getting anxious. He threw the piece of meat on there. He gave it to me. He sliced the bread. I ate it, and my God, Jesus, it was like shoe leather.
Oh, that's horrible.
Very disappointing. It was like somebody put salt on the tongue of my shoe and wanted me to eat it.
Ah, Lou, you're an expert on salty shoes for sure.
I didn't even finish the sandwich.
Good God, Lou. What does that give us on the spill scale then?
I think that's a negative.
Oh, no.
We have our first negative spill.
Wow.
You got to finish the sandwich to get a mark. There wasn't even a finishable sandwich.
So what, on your minus scale, where does it go?
Oh, minus 7,000.
Oh, my God. It's an infinity. You're not finishing. Horrible. If you're not finishing the sandwich, you're getting an infinity minus score. On the
there you go.
All right, Lou. You know what I've forgotten when we come back to the... To the Lou Dickman broadcast after a couple of months off there. I forgot we always did a question of the week. Do you want to bring that back or not?
Bring it on. What's your question?
Lou, what's the best thing you can do in the distance of 26 miles?
At 26.2, 26.
All right. So, let's go. What's the best thing you can do at 26.2 miles, Lou?
Watch somebody run it.
All right. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou Dickman. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll see you at the bar.
All right, everybody. If you listen to this podcast, you do commission when you're prepared for the question of the week. And have an outstanding week. Go Bears!
This is a commission inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Shoe Leather Service. If you need to eat your shoes, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Shoes.